This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Robert Mueller tomorrow begins his third year as director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He has overseen a rapid transformation of the FBI. Traditionally, the Bureau concentrated on fighting illegal, drug traffic, and organized and white-collar crimes. The FBI's central mission now is to prevent terrorism. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Mueller.
The FBI director, dressed in a starched, button-down white shirt, sat in the large seventh-floor conference room adjacent to his office. Mueller is not comfortable with reporters or cameras. He speaks very cautiously. A former senior prosecutor for homicides in Washington, D.C., and chief U.S. prosecutor for Northern California, Mueller is now intent on the FBI's role in the war on terror. He has tripled the staff at headquarters working to stop terrorism. And he has doubled the number of analysts working on the same thing.
One of the changes we made after September 11th is that accountability resides at headquarters, not in a field office by case as that had been prior to September 11th.
And the memos that came from San Diego, the memos from Minnesota calling attention to activity, would get through now?
Yes. Any information relating to terrorist cells, individuals whom we suspect of terrorism, persons stopped at the border, developments overseas, are brought to my attention. The memos would come all the way to the top.
Has the FBI put itself in position now so that it has sufficient computer ability to analyze data that might suggest terrorist activity?
Early on after September 11th, we focused on taking all of the information that we had and information that we were getting relating to terrorism and putting it into the most modern of databases to analyze that information, but also make that information available not just to others within the Bureau, but to others in other organizations. So we have a ways to go, but we have made substantial strides.
Director Mueller, one of the things you talked about is sharing information. But to many Americans, they wonder about their civil liberties. They wonder if, in fact, this means that information about their personal activities is now not only being monitored by the FBI, but might be shared with foreign governments. How do you respond?
When we gather information pursuant to our intelligence as opposed to our criminal responsibilities, we can only initiate a wire interception or a search with the approval of a court. And so there is that Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court that oversees what we do when it comes to obtaining that information. It is absolutely essential to prevent another terrorist attack on the United States that the information relating to potential terrorists be exchanged between the various domestic and international law enforcement and intelligence entities.
Well, that creates some anxiety as people wonder if, in fact, this sharing of information makes information about individuals, private information, more easily accessible. Do you have that concern?
Given where we are now, I do not. There are sufficient restrictions on the sharing of information that I'm comfortable that the information is being shared appropriately at each of the levels within the United States. And to the extent that information is shared overseas, is it shared in order to prevent, for instance, another terrorist attack? One other point I might make is that FBI agents are trained to protect our civil liberties. From the moment an FBI agent enters new agents class, he or she is inculcated with the fact that we are operating under the Constitution of the United States. We have sent new agents to the Holocaust Museum to see exactly what happens when in law enforcement, or an intelligence agency for that matter, goes outside the bounds of the Constitution.
Well, this kind of concern has led some in the Congress and elsewhere to suggest that maybe the FBI should be split, that the FBI should simply be a criminal domestic law enforcement agency and the national security anti-terrorism focus be put in some sort of new agency, an MI5 type of operation, and given what the British do. How do you feel about that proposal?
Yeah, I think it would be a mistake. We have under one roof the information that enables us to take intelligence and then to act upon it. And if you separated that out, there inevitably would be cracks through which information would fall. We have the challenge of exchanging information between the Defense Department, the CIA, Homeland Security, and the FBI. Why have yet another entity there that you have to shore the flow of information?
One of the key points for many people is libraries, and they wonder, under the Patriot Act, how you exercise your power to look at library records, people fearing that their First Amendment rights may be violated by FBI agents who say, oh, terrorism, you know, we want to look at it all, but instead end up looking at someone who, let's say, is opposed to the president or interested in something else.
There is provision in the Patriot Act that enables us to get records, including library records, with court order, upon a showing to the court that the record sought would further the investigation. And we have, over the years, gone to libraries with grand jury subpoenas, for instance. The Unabomber, Kaczynski, he wrote these manifestos. Well, we did go to libraries to find the books that were the basis for at least portions of the manifesto. The second point is, libraries also have computers open to just about anybody. The hijackers of September 11th and others would use computers in a number of places, including libraries, for communications, thinking that it would be much more difficult to track them on computers that were not their own. And so, with appropriate court order, we believe that the Patriot Act enhances our ability to identify those communications.
How do you think the American people perceive the Bureau at this time? The Bureau had gone through some bumps before you came. There were people who had questions about Hansen as a spy. Two of the hijackers were in contact with someone who was an FBI informant, and the word never got back to Washington. How do you think the American people perceive the FBI in 2003?
Every large organization, they will make mistakes. We are no different than others. I think we as an organization are, when we have made a mistake, have come forward, admitted the mistake, and moved on and changed and rectified to make certain this mistake does not happen twice, and to meet the new challenges of terrorism, the new challenges of globalization.
Let me ask you about the anthrax investigation. This is also something that happened almost 2 years ago now, but no arrests have been made. Are we ever going to find out who did this?
I believe so, yes. I get briefed on it every week, and I'm satisfied with the progress of the investigation. I, like you, would have hoped that it would be resolved prior to this.
But there have been breakthroughs that give you reason for optimism on this in this case?
I've got reason to believe that we will be successful in bringing the person or persons responsible to justice, yes.
What do the American people lose when you shift your attention from domestic concerns to anti-terrorism and globalization? Are there anti-drug efforts, organized crime efforts that get less funding and personnel as a result?
Well, we've had to recognize that we can't do everything. And in working together with the state and local police departments and other federal agents, we have become far more focused in those law enforcement projects that we will undertake. For instance, we won't do all bank robberies around the United States. We will focus where we can assist state and local law enforcement where bank robbery is a particular problem. And so there are some things that we are not doing, but we have to become more focused. We have to prioritize. The number one priority is preventing another terrorist attack.
FBI Director Mueller, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
FBI Director Robert Mueller speaking with NPR Senior Correspondent Juan Williams. An extended version of the interview is at npr.org.